Well, tonight we have a very important topic to deal with, if we can have it up on the screen. And we're going to be dealing with the religion of Islam, Islam, Muhammad, and the Quran. And certainly this has become an important topic in America. Since 9/11, people have asked the question, what could so powerfully motivate 19 highly educated young men, not only to fly those planes in the World Trade Center towers and kill themselves, but 3,000 innocent people? A lot of people wonder, what's going on in the Middle East? What's going on in with Afghanistan and Iraq and all the turmoil we see with these things happening? Let me say, first of all, that one of the great untold stories of the Middle East is the number of Muslims that we are seeing turn to Jesus Christ now. It's one of the great untold stories. For example, in Afghanistan, there were only 17 known evangelical Christians before Al-Qaeda attacked America. Today, there are over 10,000 Afghan Christians that we know of, and the number is growing steadily. And I have several good friends who are missionaries in Afghanistan with different groups and seeing the church grow in Kabul and Afghanistan. In Iran in 1979, when Khomeini led the Islamic Revolution, there were only 500 known Muslim converts to Christianity. Today, interviews with two dozen Iranian pastors and church leaders reveals that there are well over 1 million Shiite Muslims who have converted to Christianity. In Egypt, more than 1 million Egyptians have trusted Christ in just the last decade. The Egyptian Bible Society used to sell about 3,000 copies of the Jesus film a year throughout the 1990s. Last year, they sold over 600,000 copies of the Jesus film, plus 750,000 copies of the Bible in Arabic, and about 500,000 copies of the Arabic New Testament. Recently, Sheikh Ahmad Al-Qahtani, who is a leading cleric in Saudi Arabia, was appearing live on Al Jazeera's satellite television. Now, as you know, Al Jazeera is the main Arab satellite network throughout the Middle East. And Sheikh Qahtani, who is one of the leading clerics of Saudi Arabia, was bemoaning what he said was the great tragedy of Islam, that millions of Muslims were turning to Jesus Christ. And he said on Al Jazeera, as I quote him, he said, "Every hour, 667 Muslims convert to Christianity. Every day, 16,000 Muslims are converting to Christianity. Every year, 6 million Muslims convert to Christianity." And the interviewer on Al Jazeera was just stunned, and he stopped him and he said, "Wait a minute, are you telling me 6 million Muslims a year are converting to Christianity in the Middle East?" And he said, "Absolutely, it's one of the great tragedies of Islam." You see, what we're witnessing today is that for many Muslims, they are becoming convinced that Jesus is, in fact, the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father who is in heaven except through faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood on the cross and powerful resurrection from the dead. Tonight, we're going to be dealing with Islam, and like last night, they are a mission field at our front doorstep. Many Muslims are coming to America to study at our universities. They are coming seeking freedom, getting away from their Muslim countries. And we need to realize that many Muslims, most of them, are not the enemy. They are fleeing Muslim countries by the tens of thousands. And we have a great opportunity to share our faith with Muslims today. And tonight I share not simply from book knowledge, but from a lot of personal firsthand experience. I lived and studied for 2 years in the Middle East, not only studying at Jerusalem University College, spending every weekend in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip with my Palestinian friends, but lived for a year working in Beirut, Lebanon, for Youth for Christ. In fact, I spoke in every high school, Beirut, Lebanon, at American University of Beirut, Haigazian College, Beirut University for Women, before the Civil War broke out there. I've traveled throughout North Africa and the Middle East. In fact, I've been to every country there, through Morocco, been to Algeria, Tunisia. I've been to Libya. I've been to Egypt on many occasions, been to Syria and Jordan, been to the Muslim countries of Pakistan and Bangladesh and Malaysia, Indonesia. During the 1980s, my family and I were missionaries in the Philippines and worked among Muslims down in Mindanao and Zamboanga City and Davao. And so I have a great love and compassion, concern for Muslims as people. And tonight I want to share not only from historical knowledge, but from personal firsthand experience. And an interesting experience recently, I was speaking at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. The night I spoke on Islam, we had 35 Muslim students sitting in the first several rows. And I was introduced in the auditorium there at Duke University. And as I walked up to the stage, a Muslim student from Saudi Arabia stood up and he began to shout, "How dare you come here and speak against the Prophet Muhammad? How dare you speak against the Holy Quran? How dare you speak about this beautiful, tolerant religion?" And I hadn't even said anything yet, and he was already going after me. And I just stopped this Muslim student who had told us he was from Saudi Arabia. And I just asked him a question. I said, "Let me ask you something." I said, "You come from Saudi Arabia to study here in America at Duke." I said, "Do you have the freedom in this country, the freedom of speech?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Do you have the freedom of assembly?" Yes. He said, "Do you have the freedom to worship as you please?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Do you have the freedom to build mosques in America?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, if Islam is so peaceful and tolerant and beautiful as you just claimed," I said, if I was in your country of Saudi Arabia where the holy sites of Mecca and Medina are, I said, "Would I have the freedom in your country to build a church tonight?" The student just looked at me and he shook his head. He said, "No, you would not be allowed to do that." I said, "If I was in your your country of Saudi Arabia," I said, "would I have the freedom to go out in the streets of Riyadh and Jeddah and tell people about the love of Jesus Christ?" He said, "Well, you'd be arrested and thrown into jail." I said, "Would I have the freedom to have a Bible study with friends in the privacy of my own home?" He said, "No, you would not be allowed that." I said, "Well, please understand there's a vast difference between a country founded upon Christian biblical values and a country founded upon Islam and Sharia law." And as we're going to see tonight, Muslims do not enjoy the freedom that we enjoy in America. It's also one of the problems in dealing with Muslims is they have never been allowed, and we may have Muslims here tonight. And I understand that Muslims have never been allowed to question the teachings of the Quran or the teachings of Muhammad in the Hadith. I know you have never been allowed to question the history of Islam. And hopefully tonight you will have an open mind as we peel away the veil and look at what is the actual history and teachings of Islam and how do we as Christians in a loving way share our faith with those who are coming to the United States.